Hi, my name is André Violas, and I am a PhD candidate working at the International Iberian Nanotechnology Laboratory. My work is related with photovoltaics, more specifically with thin-film solar cells that use a material called CIGS. Therefore, today I am presenting industrially viable nanofabrication methods and complementary simulation studies aimed to boost ultra-thin and bifacial CIGS solar cells. The motivation for this study lies on one single question. How do you want to access energy without compromising our future? To do it in a sustainable way without pollutant energy sources, we may use the photovoltaic technologies. Such devices convert sunlight into usable electrical energy. The CIGS technology, which refers to solar devices that use copper, indium, gallium, disaligned materials to absorb light and that typically have the architecture schematically represented at the center of the first box, has several advantages, such as the possibility for flexible applications and low fabrication costs, especially when considering ultra-thin solar cells, which have CIGS materials with thickness values around 500 nanometers. These ultra-thin solar cells benefit from material savings and an increased fabrication throughput that allow to further lower their respective costs. However, there is a gap between the record ultra-thin solar cell and the conversion efficiency already obtained with the standard thicker devices, from 15.2% to 23.4% respectively. The gap has origin mainly in electrical losses due to an increased impact of some active defects and also from an incomplete light absorption inherent from such an ultra-thin absorption layer. Therefore, we aim to shrink this gap. The electrical simulation results presented here were performed through the SCAPS one-dimensional software. The baseline models used with this software were not updated since more than 10 years ago. Therefore, we have incorporated in our models several updates, mainly related with the CIGS layer and to account for the recent high-performance devices. It indicates the possibility for at least 21% in conversion efficiency for ultra-thin devices, with some performance parameters being even better than the benchmark CIGS solar cell. And also suggests the implementation of an innovative rear contact architecture that should contain a dielectric layer with openings to the rear contact to mitigate the impact of the active defects at this region and should contain a reflector material to increase the optical performance. Hence, to achieve the suggested architecture, we followed the experimental steps presented at the right-hand side of the second box. The critical step is the step B, where it is important to obtain nanostructures with a T-shape that provides for the final architecture of the gold layer encapsulated with the dielectric material after liftoff at the final step E. The nanofabrication section shows a scanning electron microscope image of the substrate with the two polymer resist materials, forming the desired T-shape structures. To obtain such nanostructures, it was necessary a careful optimization of the lithography steps to define the line pattern and the undercut below the upper resist. We used the nanoimprint lithography method due to its capability to obtain nanoscale features with high throughput compatible with the industry standards. The final rear contact architecture experimentally obtained is presented in the image at the right-hand side, with contact lines with about 700 nanometers width value and pattern repetition every 2.8 micrometers. The optical impact is represented by the total reflection pattern experimentally measured of the novel proposed architecture compared to the standard rear contact. Here, we observe a substantial increase toward 90% in the reflection values, and importantly, the wavelength region where the CIGS absorbs the incoming light. Moreover, the simulated novel architecture, we simulated this architecture and the results predict also a beneficial electrical performance through the open circuit voltage, the VOC, increase, together with the higher short circuit current density. All in all, summarizing, SCAPS electrical simulations suggested the implementation of a dielectric material in the reflector layer at the rear contact to shrink the gap between ultra-thin and benchmark devices. We have fabricated the suggested novel architecture to be implemented at the rear contact of these solar cells. And finally, the fabricated structures will also help to boost the performance of bifacial devices, which refer to solar cells that can produce energy by absorbing light both from the front and rear contact at the same time. Thank you for your attention, and if you'd like to find more information, simply reach me or look into the referenced article in this poster or the NOAA team at INL webpage.